Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. I'm your host, Kennedy Castillo. In case you're new here, welcome. This is the Simply Kennedy podcast, where each week I talk about everything new in the world of pop culture that week, and I give my thoughts and opinions about it. I have a few updates and things to talk about before we kick off the episode, so I'll just begin. First of all, I will acknowledge the elephant in the room, if you may. We have been on a bit of a break for a little bit now, a few months, but because the show is ongoing, it's been going on since 2018, new episodes, we don't really have seasons. We don't really have a sort of schedule like some of the other podcasts I work on and a lot of the other podcasts you probably listen to. This show is just ongoing. So with that being said, occasionally we do take little hiatuses, and those hiatuses are for the improvement of the show. They are to kind of reevaluate and sort of just work on everything related to the show so that it can be back better than ever when we do come back. So with that being said, that's why we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but we are back, new episodes every Friday. And if you are listening to us on Spotify, on Monday you will get that Spotify exclusive Monday Music Minute by Simply Kennedy. The other new announcement that I have is we now have a YouTube channel for all of the podcasts under the Simply Podcast Network, including this one. So that YouTube channel is just Simply Podcast Network, very easy to remember, Simply Podcast Network. And on there is a playlist specifically for this podcast, Simply Kennedy, and there's also playlists for each of the other podcasts within the Simply Podcast Network as well. And on there, you will find lots of great information about Simply Podcast Network, but in that playlist specifically for this podcast, you will find all kinds of exclusive bonus content. There might be some excerpts and highlights from episodes, so if you want a little sneak preview of what you can hear in each episode, there'll be some excerpts or highlights. There'll be some exclusive clips that are not part of any episode, but they're just exclusive bonus clips. There might be some bloopers or just other fun stuff like that. So this podcast is really unique in the way that while you're waiting for new episodes each Friday during the week, you'll have Monday Music Minute exclusively on Spotify, and then all throughout the week, you'll have kind of bonus content and clips and whatnot exclusively on our YouTube channel. So that's very exciting. Once again, it is Simply Podcast Network on YouTube. Now, before we get into the episode, actually, I have one more announcement. It is this podcast, for the first time ever, I think since our very first episode that we launched, more or less, maybe definitely one of the first episodes, we are going to be ad-free for the time being. That's right, uninterrupted. All new episodes. So previous episodes will still have those ads that were already part of the episodes, but all new episodes will be uninterrupted and ad-free for the time being. We made the decision for all of the Simply Podcast Network podcasts to be ad-free for now. We, as a team, we listen to podcasts, and we're not just hosts, or I'm the host at the moment, but not just a host. I listen to podcasts. I enjoy just hearing other podcasts, but I know, and I've always said it, and it's always sounded scripted, and that was kind of the joke I would always make, but I know that as a podcast listener, it's really annoying to listen to ads, and you all have been so supportive as listeners, whether you're new or returning, of this show, and of the other shows that I host as well. And so as a token of gratitude, I just made that decision to go uninterrupted, at least for now. I want you all to really be able to hear episodes without having to listen to an ad or feel like there's a commercial break in the middle of the show. So that's that. Now there is one more thing I want to talk about before we get into kind of, you know, the way this show always works, the pop culture news of the week. I recently had the opportunity to do a panel at South Texas Comic Con. I was so grateful to host it. It was a fan panel. I attend South Texas Comic Con every year. If any of you all subscribe to my YouTube channel, my personal YouTube channel, Kennedy Castillo, then you might have seen vlogs in the past, and there's also a vlog from this year on there. And it was really a big honor and so just incredibly amazing, such a dream come true to be able to do a panel at South Texas Comic Con. I don't know, maybe some of you listening attended the panel in person, or maybe you've just seen the vlog on YouTube with some clips from it. But if you're here because of that panel, I really appreciate you and thank you. And for those of you who weren't able to attend the panel, once again, there are clips from that on my personal YouTube channel, Kennedy Castillo. But I'll also talk a little bit about it right now. So I was, it's a 3-day convention and I was there on Friday. That was the first day of the convention. I was in panel room B. I had this beautiful stage that they had set up for me. I had made a slideshow and they put it up on a projector screen, and it just, such an awesome setup that they had as well. Very, I think, reminiscent of like a podcast setup. I had, you know, these microphones in front of me. Obviously, those microphones project sound and not just record it like my podcast microphones, but it was just a very awesome setup that they had. And my panel was about turning your passion into a podcast. Obviously, it was Comic-Con, so a lot of the people attending were passionate about comic books or superheroes or wrestling or anime or voice acting, animation, movies, TV, whatever it is. And I kind of talked about my experience with this podcast and my other podcast. I talked about the Simply Podcast Network. I talked about basically everything, starting a show from the ground up. Obviously, especially now with the Simply Podcast Network, that's what I do. I build podcasts from the ground up, and it's what I've done with my own shows. And so it really was a great experience just to get to speak to the audience, and everybody seemed so engaged in what I was saying. It was amazing. So if anybody from South Texas Comic Con is listening, I just want to once again say thank you so much for allowing me. It was almost a month ago now, but thank you so much for allowing me to have a panel and to share my love of podcasting with others. And hopefully I inspired people to start their own podcast, and hopefully I gave them the tools necessary to do so. So again, if anyone from South Texas Comic Con is listening, just know that I greatly appreciate the opportunity that you gave me, and I hope maybe next year I'll get to do it again. All right, now into the meat of the episode, if you may, into the what you all came here for. First thing I want to talk about is just something that's kind of serious right now, honestly, so I really wanted to address it and talk about it. So the Screenwriters Guild is currently on strike. What does this mean? So a lot of the late night talk shows are just airing reruns. Productions that are kind of in production right now are halting production. I read that Deadpool 3 is filming and they're not allowed to improvise at all because that is part of the contract. I guess if maybe, I'm not completely sure on that, but I think if they don't have writers on set, they're not allowed to improvise. They must go by the script. So it is affecting some things. Now, you might not be familiar with the strike, especially if you're not in the US. I know I have lots of listeners in many different countries, so here's a little kind of summary of what it is. Basically, the Screenwriters Guild is the union for screenwriters, anyone who writes screenplays like series, movies, SNL. That's another thing that it affected. They ended their season early. I believe they were supposed to have like 3 more episodes. They scrapped them completely. They didn't have writers, so obviously they could not kind of have those episodes. So they just went with reruns and ended the season early. So essentially, what it is screenwriters are underpaid. They write, like I said, I was explaining, they write movies, shows, anything like skit-wise, like SNL or late-night talk shows, anything like that. It's a little different with the daytime talk shows because for the most part, those are just like more interview-based or stuff like that, but a lot of the late-night talk shows are more scripted. Anyway, with that being said, they're underpaid. The incorporation of streaming has been a big issue. Obviously, now streaming, I would argue, if it's not already bigger than network television itself, it will be eventually, and even then, movie theater, like cinema movies. So that's really affecting them, because what happens with network television, or just television in general, is that when reruns of shows are played, this something writers receive, as well as actors and other people part of the production, they receive what is called a residual check. This is just money that they make every time a show is played. However, with streaming, there is no residuals. And for writers, that is a big part of their income. Therefore, they're fighting for more payment and for residuals for streaming, as they should. And the other issue, something I've heard about, I'm sure there's other things they're fighting for, but I think that's the main issue, is just the residuals and getting paid fairly for streaming. Now, the other thing is AI. Obviously, AI is becoming very popular. If I'm being honest, I am not the biggest fan of AI. I think there is a lot of dangers and risks that come along with it that we should really be considering. But along with that is kind of taking jobs. Now AI can write a screenplay, and when an artificial intelligence can do that, what's the use for writers? And personally, I think you need real people writing real stories. It's been a battle, especially for minorities, for women, for, you know, speaking from my own perspective, for Latinos, for just minorities. It's been such a battle to get our stories out there. And now, and this is, you know, not just minorities, anybody, any screenwriter, but I'm specifically talking about how much of a battle it's been for minorities to get their stories out there. So now to resort to artificial intelligence to write stories feels, one, extremely inauthentic, and two, it's a big slap in the face to these talented people who this is their livelihood. And when you take that from them to give it to a computer, it's just wrong. So that's another thing that they're fighting for, is just, I guess, kind of keeping AI from taking their jobs, essentially. So I wanted to just mention that here. I'm a writer myself. I'm not a screenwriter, but I, in addition to my content creation, I mean, I write on my blog, I do blog posts, but I'm also, I write a journalist. That's what I studied. I write articles in magazines. I have done, you know, kind of short stories and stuff that's out there in the world. And I am such a big believer in the just paying fairly for work. This is another thing I've talked about, like with the gender pay gap and like women not getting paid enough for the same work. And obviously that's a completely different thing, but I just wanted to mention that people deserve fair pay, whether that's, you know, like gender pay, or whether it's just getting paid fairly for work that you're doing. Underpaying people is wrong. They're, at the end of the day, without writers, these stories do not happen. You can have the best actors in the world, you can have an incredible director, whatever, you know, the biggest budget, but without the writers, these stories don't happen. So they deserve to be valued, and they deserve to be paid fairly. So all I'm going to say on that is just that if you are able, I'm not in a place where these strikes are going on. I think the majority of them are happening like in LA or in that area. So, but if you are in a position close enough to, you know, kind of be out there and fight alongside these writers, or I'm sure there's a lot of internet campaigns, you know, petitions, whatnot, make your voice heard, advocate for screenwriters, and fight alongside them, because this is such an important fight. And at the end of the day, it doesn't only affect them, it also affects us as consumers, because we are consumers of media and movies and TV and whatnot. And without these writers, all of that goes away. So that's all I'll say about that. Now, the next thing, I am a little behind on some stuff. Obviously, we've been on hiatus and whatnot, so, you know, forgive me for being a bit behind, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which is the last James Gunn Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and it's kind of the last time we'll see this team together, came out recently. I went to see it the night it came out, and first of all, I'll say spoilers ahead, so if you haven't seen it yet, just fast forward a little bit, and or listen at your own risk. But yeah, I wanted to talk about it. I really enjoyed it, honestly. I think this movie, as well as Black Panther 2 Wakanda Forever, which came out at the end of last year, are two of the best Marvel movies. I'm not gonna say they're my top whatever, because I haven't really gone and like put them into some sort of ranking, but I would venture to say that they are some of my favorite Marvel movies of all time. Guardians 3, I think, was brilliantly done. And one of my favorite things about the Guardians movies is their ability to it's something that some of the other Marvel movies do as well, such as like Thor or even Ant-Man. Spider-Man does it too. Incorporate comedy. I mean, it's, you know, something Marvel does a lot is to incorporate comedy into these action-packed superhero films. But the thing that Guardians does that I think a lot of the other Marvel movies or just movies in general don't is they also just tug at your heartstrings. And there were moments in this movie where I genuinely, and I'm not a crier, like I literally never cry at movies. I didn't actually cry, but I felt like I was going to. And yet there was moments where I was also just laughing. And I think, I'll be honest, it was an emotional roller coaster, to say the least. But it's so incredible how they were able to have that balance in a film. And it was just this beautiful, also just, I think, an incredible ending to a kind of Marvel trilogy. We've had other Marvel trilogies and they end well. But I think this was kind of like the most beautiful ending. And we do know, I mean, if you saw the end credit scenes, we'll be seeing the Guardians again, but it'll be a different team. It won't be the Guardians we're used to. And I think for me, the biggest thing is James Gunn, who I think is an incredible, phenomenal director, who has actually now moved over to being kind of like the Kevin Feige, like the head of DC Studios. He won't be returning to direct another movie or write another movie, and I think that's going to be a real loss for Marvel. I just think that James Gunn is a genius, and this film was so brilliantly done. If you haven't seen it, this is obviously not sponsored, but I really think you should get out there. If you're somebody who, not if you don't like superhero movies or Marvel movies, but if you're somebody who only watches like certain ones, or you only want to watch the good ones, I will tell you this is one of the best. So I highly recommend watching it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Actually, I really think I'm probably gonna go see it again. I think I said that and then I got busy when I first saw it, but I definitely think I'm gonna watch it again. Obviously there's lots of movies coming out this summer and whatnot that I'm really excited to see. And a little bit of shameless self-promo really quick, my other podcast, Simply Screen Reviews, anchor.fm/simplyscreenreviews. What I've always done is 2 episodes per week, Friday and Saturday. On Fridays, I review my favorite movies of all time. On Saturdays, I review my favorite series of all time. But I'm now also going to review some new movies and shows that come out throughout the summer, just as a fun thing for season 2 of that podcast, because actually season 2 of Simply Screen Reviews premiered today. And so anyway, I'll be doing some special episodes. They'll actually be surprise episodes. So they'll be extra. Like it'll be aside from the Friday, Saturday uploads. So there'll be surprise episodes reviewing some movies and stuff this summer. So if you want to like Kennedy C Media on Facebook and check out anchor.fm/simplyscreenreviews, then you'll be able to hear me review some series and movies a lot more in depth than I can do on this show, because obviously with this show I have other things to talk about as well. So sorry for that shameless self-promo, but moral of the story was I really highly enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I mean we've got the Marvels later this year, November, which I'm also very excited for, but this, and then we have Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse next week, which is kind of probably my most anticipated movie of the whole year, if I'm being honest. I have such high expectations for it next week, but I don't really count that as Marvel. It's more Sony. So I think Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has the potential to be my favorite Marvel movie of this year. And as a big Marvel fan, well, you know, that means a lot. Okay, speaking of movies, the new trailer, I think it's the final trailer, but it's they're calling it the main trailer for the new Barbie movie, which comes out in July. It's directed by Greta Gerwig, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. It came out yesterday, the trailer. I was very excited watching it. Also, Dua Lipa released a new song from the movie last night as well, with a music video. Also, real quick, this is not even what I'm talking about, didn't even have it on the plans to talk about, but I want to quickly mention that Dua Lipa's killing it. She's going to be in the Barbie movie, she did songs for the Barbie movie, and the music video, which released last night, she's wearing Versace from the collection that she just designed with Versace. So she's fashion designer, actress, singer, like everything right now. Dua Lipa's absolutely killing it. But anyway, the Barbie movie trailer, I mean, the movie's not out yet, so there's really not too much I can talk about. I do say go watch the trailer. It's, you know, when I first heard Barbie movie, I had high expectations because of Greta Gerwig. I think she does really great films. I love Little Women. But I also was like, huh, how are they gonna pull that off? I was very a little like much skeptical, and this was like over a year ago when I heard about it. I think I may have even talked about it on here. I was very skeptical. I was kind of like, what's this gonna be? Is it gonna be like cheesy? Is it gonna be more for kids? Is it gonna just be whatever? But I'm honestly very satisfied so far with the trailers. I think it's gonna be very meta and very funny, and just like, I love a good like meta, but meta in a way that is like so like ironic and just very camp, if you may. So I'm very excited. I think the villain in the movie, based on what the trailer, what I saw, I think the villain is Mattel, which I think is just so clever and funny, and I can't even believe they got away with that. I'm also very excited they did announce a lot of the artists that are going to be on the soundtrack. I'm trying to think. I know Lizzo for sure, Nicki Minaj, obviously Dua Lipa. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of great music on the soundtrack. Also, I think their marketing campaign for this movie was absolutely amazing, and just all the kind of promo they're doing at CinemaCon. Margot Robbie and Ryan Reynolds were there talking about the movie, and they kind of dressed in like these Barbie-esque outfits. They did those kind of like promo posters, like this Barbie is, and then whatever, and then they allowed people to kind of use that template, and those were everywhere on the internet. And now Margot Robbie also did a Vogue cover and a Vogue photo shoot where with all these different like Barbie looks, and I absolutely love the photo shoot. If you haven't seen it, there's one particular photo of her. She's in this like purple dress. I want to say it's a Versace dress, but I could be wrong, don't quote me on that. And she's next to a ruler, and she's like, it's like the same size as the ruler, kind of like showing she's like Barbie sized. So if you haven't seen the Vogue shoot, you should definitely check it out. But I just think that the promo for this movie has been incredible, and it's so interesting how they have allowed people to just really be very excited about this movie even before there was, I mean, this trailer came out yesterday, but even prior to that, there wasn't even like a full trailer, and people are already losing their minds. So I have high expectations for it. And honestly, between that, Little Mermaid, which I'm going to talk about in a second, Across the Spider-Verse, and Blue Beetle, which I'm also excited for, all of those movies, they're like, I'm so hyped for this summer of movies. So like I said, I want to talk a little bit about Little Mermaid. That movie came out today. I'm a little disappointed because I have not seen it yet. I'm a very much like, I usually go to the first showing of a movie. Like if it comes out Friday, I usually go to the early showing on Thursday. Unfortunately, due to just like scheduling and other stuff, I have not been able to go see it yet, but I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing it very soon. So I can't really speak on it. What I will say is that I think Halle Bailey is incredible. I've been talking about this Little Mermaid live action remake on this podcast for a very long time. I definitely have talked about it in previous episodes. There was controversy, but honestly, that controversy is just racist people, and I don't have the energy to even fight with them because they're so wrong. Halle Bailey, just from what I've seen from the trailers and different clips that have come out, is the perfect Little Mermaid. I wrote on my blog, kennedycblog.com, about some looks from the premiere. Yes, I'm shamelessly self-promoting today, so what? But I wrote about some looks from the premiere, and Jodie Benson, the voice of the original Little Mermaid, was in attendance, and she took pictures with Halle Bailey, and I think it was such a beautiful moment. And I'm such a big fan of Jodie Benson and The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid, I've always said it's Jasmine and Ariel are my two favorite princesses, which also like Rapunzel and Elsa are up there too, if Elsa counts as a princess. But anyway, I have and I met Jodie Benson twice, actually. I took a picture with her once at South Texas Comic Con, speaking of South Texas Comic Con, and both times that I met her, I actually got to hear her sing Part of Your World live. And anyway, I'm not, you know, this is not the moment to be talking about that, but I just want to mention that it was such a beautiful experience meeting her, and she's such an amazing person. I always remember she had said that her daughter had prom that day that I met her, and that she wanted to be there, and she wanted to be there for her fans, so she wasn't with her daughter, and she was just so sweet. But anyway, so I am like a huge lover of Little Mermaid and Jodie Benson, and I can truly say, at least based on what I've seen, and I have very high expectations for the full movie, but I will say I think Halle Bailey was just the perfect choice, and I think if anyone can precede Jodie Benson, it's Halle Bailey. And yeah, I also though wanted to talk about, there's been some announcements about some more live action remakes, Moana, Lilo and Stitch, to name a few. And I'm not sure. I'm curious how you all feel. Anchor.fm/KennedyC. Yeah, yeah, more shameless self-promotion. What are you going to do about it? Leave me a voice message because I want to talk about this with y'all. I might play it in next week's episode. Or if you don't want me to play it, just say that in the voice message. But at least I'll hear your opinions. But how do we feel about these live-action remakes that Disney keeps doing? I think they also just did Peter Pan. I haven't seen it yet either. I'm a little behind on movies that I want to watch. But how do we feel about this? I think some of them have been great. I loved as well the Aladdin live-action remake. The Beauty and the Beast one was all right. I'm trying to think of some others. Some of them have been good. Others have kind of just missed the mark. And I think Little Mermaid looks phenomenal. And I just don't know, though, if we need to keep remaking movies. I think Lilo and Stitch is an interesting choice. And I always think it's interesting when they choose something. For example, one of the main characters of that movie is an alien. So regardless, they're going to have to CGI a lot of it anyway. I just don't understand why they would choose, if you are going to opt to do live action, why would you choose something that's still going to require a heavy amount of CGI anyway? And as for Moana, Moana is not even 10 years old yet. So I don't see the appeal of making a live action remake of something that hasn't even aged enough to really warrant that or to warrant a reimagining. Like, the original is still so fresh and popular and people love it. I get maybe if it's, you know, something old, like, then even The Little Mermaid isn't that old, but if it's something old and something that's, you know, been told so many times or been seen over and over and now you want to reimagine it. But I'm a little skeptical. I don't know. I would love, like I said, to hear your all's thoughts. And how do you feel about these live action remakes? And not just Disney, I think a lot of people are doing them, but what are your thoughts on that? Now, speaking of Disney, Disney Plus today, actually, Friday, May 26th, as of the day that I am recording and will be uploading this episode, they are removing a ton of a ton of content from Disney Plus as well as Hulu. Some of it is a little shocking. Now, I think this comes from a kind of a rebranding that they're trying to do. From what I've heard, and again, this is just stuff that I've read and whatnot, but from what I heard, Disney Plus is kind of rebranding and they're removing a lot of content, like I said. But I also think, from what I understand, like Ant-Man, Quantumania, which is the third Ant-Man movie, it didn't release immediately on Disney Plus. Not immediately, but it didn't release on Disney Plus until much after the film came out, which is very rare. Usually about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months after a Marvel film comes out, it goes to Disney Plus. Apparently, they're just not selling these digital versions anymore because of Disney Plus and whatnot. I'm not too sure on that, but so there's that. And then, like I said, they're removing a ton of content, including some original content, some stuff I was really surprised about. For example, let me see. Cheaper by the Dozen, the 2022 remake. I didn't hate it for a remake. Like, if you take away the Cheaper by the Dozen name and just call it whatever else, I kind of thought it was all right. But something that came out in 2022 to be leaving and is original to Disney Plus, like, once it's gone, you can never find it anywhere else. I think that is very shocking, honestly. Some more examples are Big Shot. That is the show with John Stamos. It just had a new season, if I'm not mistaken, less than a year ago. So it's very shocking that would be removed as well. Again, it's also original to Disney Plus. Like, it's a Disney Plus original and it's completely disappearing. Like, it's not like, you know, sometimes something will move to another platform or you can still get it on DVD or something. No, these are like Disney Plus originals. There's also Better Nate Than Never. That was an original movie on Disney Plus by the same creator as High School Musical, the musical, the series, Tim Federle, completely going away. That also came out, if I'm not mistaken, about a year ago, maybe a little more or less. But I'm very surprised that Disney would be removing original content that is also just recent, like so recent. Another one is Diary of a Future President. That one, Disney Plus original, again, that was one of the first shows that launched with the platform, with Disney Plus, and I'm very surprised that they would just kind of get rid of it. Also, that show had a big thing about it was there was some LGBTQ representation, and kind of like the first show that really, not the first, I guess one of the first that really did that on Disney. So I'm very surprised that's going away. Also, for example, last example I'll give is The World According to Jeff Goldblum. That's another one that came out with the platform. I remember in November, what was it, 2018, 2019, whenever Disney Plus launched, that was one of the first things available on there, and that was a big show they were promoting with Jeff Goldblum. And so for that to kind of just disappear, and the thing about these is that, like, they're Disney Plus originals, so once they're gone, they're gone. Like, they're vanished into thin air. I think that's really interesting. And one more that I actually, I know I said last one, but one more that I want to talk about is Empower, which is the Marvel series that came out in March for International Women's Month, or International Women's Day, Women's History Month. And it was kind of just focused on the female Marvel heroes. That literally came out in March. We're 2 months later, almost three, I guess, but 2 months later, and they're removing it. I would really like to know y'all's opinions about this as well. So if you want to send a voice message, again, anchor.fm/KennedyC. I think I might have said it wrong earlier, by the way. It's /KennedyC, not /SimplyKennedy, /KennedyC. Sorry about that. But anyway, send me a voice note. I would love to hear what your thoughts are about this, because for me, I'm just so surprised. And this is something I believe HBO has done a lot as well, especially they just transitioned into going from HBO Max to just being called Max and kind of rebranding their content and I think new ownership. But how do you feel about this, about streaming, and about when, if they decide that something original to their service is going away, it's gone forever. It's not like something that aired on TV, or maybe you'll see reruns, or where maybe there's a DVD copy of it somewhere. Like, it's gone. I think that's really unfair, one, to listeners, or not listeners, I guess, viewers, I mean, because they want to see, you know, the series, they want to see the movies, if it's something that's one of their favorites, like, they want to be able to go back and watch it. But I also think it's really unfair to the people who worked on it, especially some of these that have not even been there more than a year. It's really rough, because people worked really hard on it. It takes a really long time to film a show or a movie, and to kind of get rid of that after, probably, honestly, it probably took them more time to film it and then put it on the platform than what they've actually had it up on the platform. So I definitely think that's really interesting, and personally, I can't believe Disney's doing this, and I can't believe a lot of streaming services are doing this. I also just don't get what the downside to keeping content is. Like, okay, you want to rebrand, that's fine, I guess, but I think there's a way to do the rebranding without removing content, and I think it's just really unfair to both viewers and people who worked on the series or movie alike. But I digress, moving on. Last kind of movie series thing I want to talk about is Exo Kitty on Netflix. So I've talked about To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is a Jenny Han book series, which became a movie on Netflix, or movie trilogy and book series trilogy, on here before. I met Lana Condor and Noah Centineo, who were kind of the stars of that movie trilogy, before, and I think I talked about that on here as well. Maybe I didn't, I'm not sure. Lots of episodes, lots to remember what I talked about, but Exo Kitty is the spinoff of that, and it follows Lara Jean, played by Lana Condor, her little sister, Kitty, played by Anna Cathcart, and she goes on all these adventures in Korea and all of these things. It's number one on Netflix. I was going to talk about it a little bit more, and this is going to seem like I'm doing this on purpose, I promise I'm not, but I'm actually talking about it tomorrow on my podcast, Simply Screen Reviews, anchor.fm/simplyscreenreviews. It's, I'm going to be talking about that show in depth, as well as The Summer I Turned Pretty, which is the other kind of Jenny Han universe series. So yeah, I guess you can listen to me talk about it there, but if you don't want spoilers, because there will be lots of spoilers, then all I'm going to say is I really thoroughly enjoyed it. It was not at all what I was expecting based on the trailers and based on the movies that it was spun off of. So check it out. Yeah, it's at least, I don't know if it is today anymore, but it was number one on Netflix for like a week. So check it out. I highly recommend it. Okay. Last few things, I want to talk a little bit about something comic book related, because I don't really talk about comic books on here that much. I've really never done that, but I am a huge comic book fan. I read different comics. Specifically, I read Marvel comics, and if you want to get super specific, I'm very into Spider-Man comics. But I read a ton of Marvel. I read Avengers. I read Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel. I read just all sorts of different Marvel comics. She-Hulk, Immortal Hulk, all sorts of different Marvel comics. I also read other publishers, but specifically Marvel. And there's a little bit of a controversy right now because of a decision that was made. First of all, they kept promoting Amazing Spider-Man number 26, the new issue that comes out next Wednesday, as the death of a major character. And so, naturally, being that it is a Spider-Man comic, although Miss Marvel Kamala Khan exists in the Spider-Man universe and is part of the comics, everyone kind of assumed it's going to be a Spider-Man character. Well, it leaked, maybe about a week ago, it leaked that Miss Marvel's actually going to be the one dying. First of all, there's a lot of rumors that Marvel themselves leaked this news, I guess to try to like stir up anticipation and get people to go buy the issue. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's also rumors that somebody within Marvel leaked it because they were mad about the storyline. Again, all rumors, all speculation. I don't know how it would have leaked. I do think, and again, this is just my own personal opinion, but I think it had to have been an inside job. How are you gonna leak something like that? I mean, even comic book stores, they're not getting big enough previews or any sort of preview to kind of be able to say who the character is that's dying. That's just not something that happens. And Marvel Comics and Marvel in general have always been like under lock and key. If they don't want you to know something, you're not going to know it. So it does seem like it must have been an inside job, but I guess I can't prove that. However, I do want to talk about, again, it's expectation based mostly, because the comic is not out yet. I will be buying it as soon as it's out on Wednesday. But what, like, Miss Marvel dying. First of all, the issue is they marketed it as, again, I know it's a Spider-Man issue that she's dying in, but they kind of made it seem like it was going to be a Spider-Man character. Fine. But here's the thing. Why are they killing such a new character? Why are they killing a character that has been so important for representation? And why are they killing a character who is set to make her MCU debut this November? Now, the rumor is, or the kind of theory that people have, is that they want to bring her back as a mutant. She'll come back. We all know she'll come back. Honestly, it feels like not the greatest writing. I haven't read the book yet. None of us have. It comes out Wednesday. But these are just the things that I wanted to mention. It'll be interesting to see how it's written. In July, there will also be an issue kind of about post-Miss Marvel's death and how that goes. I know they'll bring her back. I would almost bet money on that. So the interesting thing now will be to see how they bring her back. Yeah, I'll speak on it more probably next week's episode once I read the issue and in the future again. But that was just my little comic book news. The next thing is a little bit not so timely. Well, it's only been a week, but it's not as timely as I would have liked, just because, you know, we were on hiatus. But the Jonas Brothers new album, The Album, came out. I am a huge Jonas Brothers fan. I've talked about that this before on here. I just have been a fan since like 2006. I just got concerts to their tour. The tour, I'm so excited. I just wanted to mention that it's out. I wanted to recommend that you all go listen to it if you're interested. I wanted to just bring up that they have a new album, and this is, well, if you're a real fan, you're kind of arguing whether this is their sixth or seventh album, kind of hard to decide, there's a lot of battle there, but the album is super good. My favorite song on the album is Wings, which actually came out as a single first. I also like Celebrate, Walls, there's lots of great music, Summer in the Hamptons, Summer Baby, there's great music. I think it's a wonderful summer album. It's very fun, very just like summery, so make sure you check that out. And then also in the world of music this week, which I'm not going to talk on too much because if I'm being honest, I haven't heard it yet, but Taylor Swift just came out with a remix of Karma featuring Ice Spice, and she also came out with Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey was originally featured on Snow on the Beach, but fans were very disappointed that Lana really wasn't in it much, and so now they've come back with a version with even more Lana. And the last thing I'm going to close with is just this funny thing related to Taylor Swift, is that she announced Speak Now Taylor's version, which is obviously she's re-recording all her music to just regain ownership of it. And Speak Now is the newest addition to her Taylor's version albums. And we all know, or if you're a Swiftie, you do know that there are two people who this album is about, and it's very well known that Taylor Swift will write songs about her exes, as she should, Taylor Lautner and John Mayer. And so recently Taylor Lautner was asked what he thought about Speak Now Taylor's version coming out, and if you don't know, Taylor Lautner is widely like known as people's favorite Taylor Swift ex, along with like maybe Harry Styles, Joe Jonas. He was just like not a terrible person like some of her other exes, and so his song on the album is actually very sweet. It's called Back December, if you've never heard it, which I'm sure you have. However, John Mayer, who is the other person the album is about, his songs are not so sweet, and he's kind of widely one of Taylor's like least favorite exes of her fans. So anyway, when asked about the album, Taylor Lautner said that he was excited about it and he's not worried at all. He said, praying for John though, and then made a TikTok about it too. And I just thought that was funny, and I thought it'd be a lighthearted, fun note to end today's episode on. So just to close up, a reminder, new episodes every Friday. We're back from hiatus. We're bigger than ever. Bonus clips can be found on Simply Podcast Network on YouTube. You can find us at anchor.fm/KennedyC. Send us listener messages. We would love to hear from you all. All our future episodes for the time being will be fully ad-free, uninterrupted. What else? Kennedy C Media, like us on Facebook for updates and whatnot. And then if you want to keep up with me as a person, I have my YouTube channel, Kennedy Castillo. That's KennedyCastillo. I also have two other podcasts that I host that are also part of the Simply Podcast Network, which are Simply Screen Reviews. Oops, my mind went blank for a second. Anchor.fm/Simply Screen Reviews and Cultura Conversations. Anchor.fm/Cultura Conversations. Simply Screen Reviews just had its season 2 premiere today. Very exciting. That show has new episodes every Friday and Saturday. Cultura Conversations is more of a, we have special episodes, so it comes out pretty much like once a month. But it had a new episode today as well. And that episode was actually a special for Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, so if you get a chance, check it out. Other than that, I will see you all next week. Happy Friday, and thanks for tuning in. Simply Kennedy is part of the Simply Podcast Network. For more information about Simply Podcast Network, visit simplypodcastnetwork.com.